Yes, it's just gone 5 o'clock here on Forest FM, and it's now time for the Eurovision Showcase. My name is Kieran Tuttiet, and I'm with you until 6 p.m, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Stick around for a fantastic show. The Netherlands, 2010 Eurovision Song Contest entry there from Sineke with Ik Ben Verliefd, Shalali Shalala. So, Ik Ben Verliefd means I'm loved. Okay, right. That's a bit cheesy, wasn't it, to start the show? I hope I haven't scared you. Some good songs are coming up, I promise. But I love that song, so underrated from the 2010 Eurovision. And it's so typically sort of cheesy Dutch music, pop music. And that's what I do love about it. And the Dutch national final in 2010 was a very strange one. Sadly, poor Sineke didn't fail to qualify. She was only in 14th place in the semi-final with 29 points. But the Dutch broadcaster, Tros, had announced that they were going to have a song, which was going to be composed by Pierre Carter, with the singer selected through a National Songs Festival contest. And Carter also announced, is also known as Father Abraham, and is known for his song The Smurf Song, which got to number one in 16 countries, as well as writing the 1973 Eurovision entry from the Netherlands, which none of us in the UK know anyway. So it was the first time in 2010 that the Netherlands entry was sang in Dutch, and the first time since 1998. So I never thought that the Netherlands would ever sing in Dutch ever again, but they shocked the hell out of me and they got it. So that's all that matters, I suppose. So you had Sinica, you had Vincent, you had Lokes, also Peggy Mays, Amarilos Oosting singing the songs, basically. And Sinica won, of course. Okay, but the Netherlands ended up getting quite a few points, lower on the end, but a fair decent amount. The maximum point they ever got was from Slovenia in with six points in semi 2, 5 points from Turkey, 3 points from Norway and Ireland. So, yeah, it's all good stuff, isn't it? Right, well, speaking of Eurovision winners, which that one wasn't, sadly, Celine Dion, yes. She's come back into the fray after, obviously, the sad loss of her husband, Rene. And then this is the first single that she has released ever since the passing of her husband. And the song is just simply beautiful. And I've read somewhere that Celine's, you know, dedicated it to a late husband, obviously very sad. And it comes from the latest and re-release. Well, it's not really a re-release, but a remade version of Beauty and the Beast from Disney. So Celine Dion sings one of the songs in it, and it's her latest single. It's beautiful, and I think you're all going to enjoy. So, Switzerland's Eurovision winner from 1988. This is her latest single, Celine Dion. How does a moment last forever?
How does a moment last forever? How can a story never die? It is love we must hold on to, never easy, but we try. Sometimes our happiness is captured, somehow a time and place stand still. Love lives on inside our hearts and always will. Minutes turn to hours, days to years that go, but when all else has been forgotten, still our song lives on. Maybe some moments weren't so perfect, maybe some memories not so sweet, but we have to know some bad times, or our lives are incomplete. Then when the shadows overtake us, just when we feel all hope is gone, we'll hear our song and know once more a love lives on. How does our happiness endure through the darkest of our troubles? Love is beauty, love is pure. Love brings no mind to desolation. It flows like a river through the soul, protects, precedes, and perseveres, and makes us whole. To hours, days to years that go, but when all else has been forgotten, still our song lives on. How does a moment last? last forever when our song lives
on. Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy it.
Essere o dover essere, il dubbio amletico, contemporaneo come l'uomo del Neolitico. Nella tua gabbia due per tre, mettiti comodo, intellettuali nei caffè, internetologi, soci onorari, il gruppo dei selfisti anonimi, l'intelligenza demode, risposte facili, dilemmi inutili. Cercasi, storie dal gran finale, sperasi, comunque vada Pantarei, singing in the rain. Lezioni di Nirvana, c'è butta in fila indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria. La folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarpe. Di Chanel su corpi assettici, mettiti in salvo dall'odore dei tuoi simili, tutti tuttologi col web, coca dei popoli, oppio dei poveri. Cercasi umanità virtuale, sex appeal, comunque vada Pantarei. Si distrae, cadono gli uomini, occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma, la scimmia si rialza. Namaste.
Well, there you go, Francesco Gabbani there with Occidentali Scamma, Italy 2017, and the current runaway favourite with the bookies. Oh yes, second place currently at the moment is the Bulgarian entry. Personally, I don't see it. There's something really missing. And then it's the Swedish entry. But as we just have a quick peek over the betting odds, because this is always very interesting, Portugal have now gone back up to number four. Actually, it's the top spot that they've ever got to. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. It's the highest spot that they've got in the odds, basically. So the odds on Portugal winning Eurovision this year are shortening. Oh, Belgium have dropped down a bit, which is quite sad. But Armenia, Australia, and for some ungodly reason, even though Russia, and we'll get into it a little bit later on, have pulled out of Eurovision this year, there are various various bookies who are still taking bets, i.e. William Hill, Betvictor, NetBet, 10Bet, Betfair. But it's nice to know that companies like, you know, Skybet, Bet65, Paddy Power and Coral have withdrawn Russia. They're still there. It's bizarre. Closely followed from Russia is France, Azerbaijan and Denmark. I don't know why that is. The United Kingdom aren't particularly doing well. They're like 50-1. Shortest odds I found is 25-1 with William Hill, but lots of them have got 100-1. Bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. People think Ireland have got better chances, but I do love them all. You know, there's no doubt about it. Right, but the longest odds is San Marino, sadly. There's a company, a betting company called Marathon. I've never heard of it before. 1,000-1. Ouch. Poor Jimmy Wilson and Valentina. Daft. Anyways, okay. Right, it's time to move on to another song. And again, roaming through my back catalogue of Eurovision songs, I thought, what can I play for you today? Which is a little bit out there and a little bit random. And I thought of this one. And I thought, why not? Well, we're going to the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, which was from Birmingham in the United Kingdom, of course. And it is sung by the gentleman called Tuzman. And it's from Turkey, 1998. And the song from Turkey at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest is called Unmazien, which means do not forget. So this is a bit of a moody song. But I like a bit of a moody song, and I no doubt you do too. So here we are, Tuzman, Turkey, 1998.
Yalnızlığım çaldı yine sessiz kapımı. Karanlığa giden yolu unutmuşken yitirmişiz dünlerimiz hep yarınlarda. Ağla kalbim, ağla çünkü bu son fırtına. Yazık olur ikimize, sevgimize. Hüzünlere çekme bizi bir nefeste. Senden kalan tek şey sana tutsaklığımsa. Ağla kalbim, daha çok var ayrılığa. Her an ayrılsın ellerimiz, sevgiyle bakan gözlerimiz. Yalnızken hani atmaz dururdu yüreklerimiz. Unutamazsın yıllar geçse, saçlarımıza aklar düşse. Unutturamaz bizi bize kimse. Yalnızlığım çaldı yine sessiz kapı. Karanlığa giden yolu unutmuşken yitirmişiz dünlerimiz hep yarınlarda. Ağla kalbim, daha çok var ayrılığa. Her an ayrılsın ellerimiz, sevgiyle bakan gözlerimiz. Yalnızken hani atmaz dururdu yüreklerimiz. Unutamazsın gitse, saçlarımıza aklar düşse. Unutturamaz bizi bize hiç kimse. Unutamazsın gitse, saçlarımıza aklar düşse.
Fabrizio Fagnello, I Do, Malta 2006, and that was the World Studio Radio Mix there. Yeah. Great stuff. And Fabrizio's sister is going to be representing Malta in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. It's Claudia Fagnello, Breathlessly. Oh, we played it umpteen amount of times here on the show. I enjoy it and I love it. Love it, love it, love it. It's in my top three of this year. Beautiful, beautiful. I know it's controversial, but I do love it. And I'm not afraid to say it. Right, it is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's that part of the show which my soon-to-be husband, Rob, will pick a country out of random and a year out of random. We glue them together. We find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, this week, Rob has picked the beautiful country of Greece. He has indeed. And he has picked the year 1990. Five. Yes. Oh, I love this song. Yes. Right. So Greece took part in the Eurovision Song Contest 1995 in Dublin, Ireland. And they were represented by the beautiful Alina Konstantopoulou with the song Prosefhi, which means what prophecy? Yeah. Konstantopoulou was internally selected by ERT, the Greek broadcaster, to represent the country at the contest in Ireland. And Elena performed 23rd, last on the night following Malta. At the close of voting, the song had received 68 points, and finished in 12th place in a field of 23, as I just mentioned. And Greece got awarded some few high points here to get into 12th place. 12 points were given to them by Cyprus, 10 points was given to them by Malta, 8 points from Israel and Spain, 7 points from Croatia, 6 from Poland, 5 points from Austria and France, 3 points from Portugal, and 2 points from Belgium and Slovenia. And in the grand final of the Eurovision 1995, Greece awarded 8 points to Cyprus. What? 8? Only 8? There was no 12? You sure? Check on that. 10 points to Slovenia and 12 points to the eventual winners, Norway, which was Secret Garden featuring Ireland's very own Fionnuala Sherry, as we know, with the song Nocturne. So, let's play the beautiful ethnic Greek song from 1995's Eurovision Song Contest. It is the amazing Elena Konstantopoulou with the song Phia Prosefhi. What's prophecy?
Και γάρε βούλο ντομιάνε τη γίντα αυτήν, μη γιγνώσκονται στην ύβριν ειν επίουν.
Είχα μια περιουσία, την καταχραστήκανε, κάναν ιεροσηλεία κι ούτε που ντραπήκανε. Η ιστορία της ζωής μου δε σκεφτήκανε. Ποια προσευχή εγώ να κάνω για τα κρίματα τους? Ποια προσευχή μπορώ να πω για να σωθούν? Στάζω κρασί για να ξεπλύνω τα αμαρτήματα τους. Ποια προσευχή να πω για αυτούς που με πονούν. Να μου πάρουνε το θρόνο, κάποιοι προσπαθήσανε. Ένα αστέρι είχα μόνο και το απαιτήσανε. Το πόσο άντεξα στο χρόνο αγνοήσανε. Ποια προσευχή εγώ να κάνω για τα κρίματα τους? Ποια προσευχή μπορώ να πω για να σωθούν? Στάζω κρασί για να ξεπλύνω τα αμαρτήματα τους. Ποια προσευχή να πω για αυτούς που με πονούν?
It is Easter Sunday, and also Sunday the 16th of April 2017, and it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM 92.3. On Thursday, the European Broadcasting Union has confirmed that Russia is no longer able to compete at the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. In a statement, it read as follows: these proposals were to take part in either via a capacity of satellite or to change their chosen artist to one that would be legally able to travel to Ukraine for the duration of the contest. Sadly, both proposals were rejected by Russia's Channel One, and they have now announced that they do not intend to broadcast the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Unfortunately, this means that Russia will no longer be able to take part in this year's competition. We very much wanted 43 countries to be able to participate, and we did all we could to achieve this. So, obviously, this has dominated the week's news coverage in the Eurovision Song Contest world. I think that's enough said for now. But the propaganda war may have already been won by Russia in this case. Now, Julius Zemiro, who's the former commentator for the Australian broadcaster for Eurovision, has stated that some of the magic of Eurovision has gone in recent years. She commentated and said the following: "There's a bit of magic that's gone for me. I feel like the competition is starting to change. I miss the songs being in another language, and most of the European countries have started to sing more in English and copy what they see on shows like The Voice, The X Factor and Idol, and I think that's wrong." Could be some truth in that. With 1 month to go to Eurovision, Claudio Faniello, the Maltese Eurovision entry, breathlessly has chopped the iTunes charts in Slovenia. And in Sweden, Victoria has been announced that she will give the votes for the Swedish jury for Eurovision 2017. Yeah, that's not so bad, is it? Not at all. Now, we love Nathan Trent here on the Eurovision Showcase. We certainly do, for all sorts of reasons. Not only a song, but he's a good-looking lad, of course. He's released a few acoustic covers, including Gli Essenziali, the Italian Eurovision entry for 2013, which we all love, and a few others too. He's got them on his YouTube channel, so do check them out if you just search for Nathan Trent and obviously Essenziali cover. You will find it there. We could put a link on our Facebook and Twitter page, actually, we'll do that. Svala, also in Iceland, has defended her non-appearances at preview parties, which is pretty unlike the Icelandics, because they've always gone to the preview parties. The Eurovision fans love the Icelandic delegation and the Icelandic artists. So that's a bit sad, but I understand Svala's a very busy girl. She certainly is. There's a remix being released of the Belarusian national. I was about to say the national anthem. That would have been quite funny. But their entry for this year. And you will all be happy to know, final news story, is that the girl, or the lady, shall I say, who read the French jury vote, so we know as the lady goes, Edeline Gussion, has announced that she will return as a spokesperson for the French jury. Marvellous. Absolutely excellent stuff. And that's what we wanted to hear, isn't it? It certainly is. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tushiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest, here on the beautiful south coast of the United Kingdom.
Latvia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song, Line. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Can't Go On. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy!
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Navi Ben from Belarus Land.
You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song, Story of My Life, Historia Mojego Życia.
So enjoy it!
I think that's going to give Belarus's best ever result to the Eurovision Song Contest. I think that's going to go top five. I do believe it. That's Navi Band with Historia Mojego Życia. My Belarusian's not very good, as you can tell. And Story of My Life, basically. Love it. It's so good. I loved it ever since I heard watched the Belarusian National Final live through my HDMI cable and my laptop plugged into the TV. Loved it. And, you know, you can do things like that these days. Yeah. Yes, you can. And, oh, I'll be lost without my HDMI cable. I really would. And my wireless internet connection. My goodness me. So, yes, that's Belarus 2017, and I've loved Navi Band for years, ever since they've been in the Belarusian National Final in particular. They were screwed last year, I believe. Yes, because Ivan, not good. Anyway, so we're going to move swiftly on to this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. When you hear that retro BBC theme, you know that it's good, don't you? It's where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest direct from the stage itself. And we're heading over to Malmö, Sweden this year. This week, shall I say. And the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest. That was inside the Ice Palace. Right behind the Malmö Arena. I don't know why they didn't have it in the arena. Maybe the arena wasn't built then. I'm not sure. But the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest had this amazing song. And it's the Icelandic entry that we're going to hear. Very excited. Now, I must say, Songs for Gepn in 1992 had a plethora of amazing songs in it. Now, you must YouTube it and check out the national final. It's only about 45 minutes long and it's full of bumpy, happy songs. And there's a particular song that I would love to play, but I can't find a rendition of this. But it's from Margaret Ear with the song He Might Do Engulena. And it's just so cheesy, but so catchy. And it's got stuck in my head for the last few days. It really has. But I really want to share this song with you. It's the actual Icelandic entry for the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest. It came seventh with 80 points. It did indeed. And it's just an amazing song from Heart to Heart. And Heart to Heart sang the song Nea Vai Hau. The English translation is No or Yes. But they did really release an English version with slightly changed lyrics. I think so it would make sense in English rather than from what it was in Icelandic. So this was an amazing, bumpy, happy song. I hope you enjoy this. Nea Vai Hau, Heart to Heart, Iceland, 1992.
Here we go. This is a bouncy one.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I've been tired of this thinking, so I've drowned it out by drinking. Tastes like a bitter pill, but I'll just wash it down with the taste of something sweet that some doctor gave me now. And this is a madness, I'm not giving in. We're shining like diamonds, with fire in our bones. Standing beside you, I'm the feeling that I'll never.
There we are, that's Molly, Children of the Universe, United Kingdom, Eurovision entry for 2014. It was indeed, coming 17th, not a slap in the face. And I think if they staged her properly, like they didn't make her so ridiculous in that gold lame feather suit, I think that, and some of the camera angles better, I think we probably could have done so much better. Maybe even hit the top five, I think, maybe. Even though the 2014 contest, I thought, was stellar from top to bottom. Minus a few countries. San Marino. Right, so now let's move swiftly on to a song which I don't think many of us here, at least in the United Kingdom, have heard before. And I want to share it with you. Now, this young gentleman, 17 years old, Zaya, will be representing Australia this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And this song is pretty good, actually. It charted all over Scandinavia, it did, and down under, of course. So so basically what I mean is Australia and New Zealand, okay? And Isaiah is representing Australia, as I say, and this is the song that he won the X Factor from last year, okay? And we're going to play it to you now. It's called It's Gotta Be You, and it's from Isaiah.
I hear a million voices in my head, telling me the things I should have said. I don't know why I let you go. Oh, I learned the hard way. tell me it's not too late. Now my arms are open wide, they're hanging forever there, waiting forever for you. I won't give up on you this time, 'cause I ain't holding out for nobody else, it's gotta be you. When you walked away, my heart tried to replace you with someone like you, but I could never find it. I don't wanna fight it, it's gotta be you. I wish I could turn back the time. The power is yours and not mine. Maybe with time you see that I can give you all the things you missed. Oh, no, no. Now my arms are open wide, and I ain't holding out for nobody else, it's gotta be you. Someone like you, but I could never find it. I don't wanna fight it, it's gotta be you. You don't have to answer right now, baby, go and take your time, 'cause I'll be here. It's gotta be you. It's gotta be you. It's gotta be you. When you walked away, my heart tried to replace you with someone like you, but I can never find it. I don't wanna fight it. It's gotta be you.
This is Alexander from Norway.
And Joust, also from Norway.
Also from Norway. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Time to wake up, don't know what to wear. Do my makeup, then I brush my hair. Read the first scene as I paint my nails. And suddenly my heart starts beating. I think I need some air. Little frightening as the lights go down. Almost showtime, curtains opening now. Spotlight hits you, I lose all my lines. Then once again my heart starts beating. I think I need some air to start breathing. I'm getting butterflies, I'm floating on a dream. Now my world starts spinning, my heart pumps. So happy that
inside in my past.
I'm running out of time, I'm floating on a dream.
well. That was Butterflies. What a beautiful song from Ton Demli Enberger from the Norwegian national final in 2009. That came second behind Alexander Rybak. Very good song. Well, as we said earlier and stated, and everybody knows now, Russia aren't going to beat Eurovision this year. And poor old Yulia Samoylova, I feel, in my personal opinion, that she's been used as a pawn in this. Such a shame. And hopefully she'll come back next year and she'll have probably a better song than what we're going to play next, and which would have been her Eurovision entry. And certainly on par from recent years. So here we are. Yulia Samoylova, The Flame is Burning. This would have been Russia 2017.
Day and night and all I do is dreaming. Face of thinking and staring on the ceiling. I wish I had the answers. I wish I had the courage to know. Everybody's talking about the reasons. All I wanna do is find the feeling. I wanna feel the power. I wanna go to places I don't know. Where is the light that we have to keep dreaming? There's a heart that we must keep believing inside. Oh, after the night, there's a light. And in the darkest time, a flame is burning. It shines so bright, deep in the night. Low is the light.
Yulia Samoylova, The Flame is Burning. Well, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And for me, Kieran Tushiet, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Make sure you join us next Sunday, 5 p.m, only here on Forest FM 92.3. If you've missed this show and previous shows, then head over to our Facebook group called The Eurovision Showcase and follow us on Twitter as well, at ESC Showcase. Take care, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.